Have you heard the latest hot take from the diet grift industrial complex? Apparently, fruit is bad for you. Yes, fruit, the thing that grows on trees, the stuff you put into your kid's lunchbox, the humble banana, is now public enemy number one. According to these TikTok health prophets, fruit is just sugar and drag, and smoothies are metabolic warfare. Seriously? That's where you are now? The same crowd slamming blueberries is slurping butter in their coffee and calling it breakfast? I am your chief medical explanationist, Dr. Terry Simpson, and this is ForkU. Fork University, where we make sense of the madness, bust a few myths, and teach you a little bit about food and medicine. Now, before we dive into the science, let me tell you about someone who never missed a bowl of fruit. My dad. He had a heart attack when he was 55. A big one. The kind that changes your whole life. And yet somehow he lived. Not just lived, he survived and thrived until he died at age 98. He lived independently on his own until his final heart attack. And every morning, like clockwork, he had fruit. Grapefruit, berries, cantaloupes, he never skipped it. So when someone with a ring light and no medical degree tells me that fruit is killing people, I call nonsense. I've seen what a real diet looks like over the lifetime, and it includes fruit. But let's not talk about anecdotes, which they love. I just had to bring up my dad because, you know, I think about him this time of year. Let's go into science. Social media influencers have decided that fruit is the villain of the week. According to the keto carnivore cabal, fruit will spike your insulin, turn you into a type 2 diabetic overnight, and leave you stranded in a metabolic wasteland. Let me guess. Right after they finish shaming you for eating a banana, they offer you a coupon code for their liver-based multivitamin. Convenient. This is classic grift behavior. Invent a new food villain, scare people, and sell them on the overpriced cure. And even Paul Saladino. Yes, the Paul Saladino, the original shirtless salesman of dehydrated beef liver supplements, is now eating fruit. Guess scurvy isn't a good look for him, but hey, good for Paul. Now let's talk about actual science. Fruit is one of the 9 foundational components of the Mediterranean diet. The diet isn't some internet trend. It has been studied for over 70 years in massive cohort studies and randomized trials like PREDIMED and EPIC. The Mediterranean diet recommends 250 grams of fruit per day. That's about 9 ounces or 3.5 servings. And guess what? People who follow this diet have significantly lower rates of heart disease, diabetes, cancer, Alzheimer's, and they live longer. Even people with diabetes, whole fruit consumption is associated with better outcomes. Yes, fruit, the thing TikTok carnivores told you to avoid like the plague. Now, let's address the smoothie panic. Yes, blending fruit can slightly increase the speed at which sugar is absorbed. That's true. But the idea that this turns your smoothie into soda is pure pseudoscience. If you're using whole fruit or frozen fruit, the fiber is still present. Your smoothie still provides nutritious value. Add a scoop of protein, maybe some oats or chia, and suddenly you have a balanced meal, not a metabolic bomb. Does it raise your blood sugar a little more than eating an apple whole? Maybe. Is it the same thing as drinking a Coke? Absolutely not. So if a smoothie is your breakfast of choice, enjoy it. You're not harming your body, you're feeding it. It probably comes as no surprise that every long live population on Earth eats fruit. Okinawans eat bananas, papayas, and sweet potatoes. Sardinians snack on figs, citrus, and grapes. The Loma Linda Adventists eat berries, apples, stone fruit, and live some of the longest, healthiest lives in the United States. These people are not avoiding carbs. They're not afraid of fruit. They're thriving with it. So if fruit is causing disease, it forgot to tell the world's healthiest populations. Let's talk about the people peddling fear. These are not scientists. They are YouTubers and TikTokers who shout confidently while standing shirtless in their kitchen. They're selling collagen powder made from cows who were fed pulp. If you believe fruit is killing you, but your diet includes butter, coffee, and beef jerky dipped in tallow, I have some bad news. You're not a biohacker. You're just constipated and confused. So here's the truth. Fruit is not your enemy. The only thing fruit is guilty of is being delicious, packed with nutrients, and not having an affiliate code attached. So if your diet says no to blueberries but yes to bacon, Rep Butter Bombs, maybe the problem isn't fruit. Maybe it's who you're listening to. Speaking of which, thanks for listening to 4Q. If you like this episode, share it with someone who's afraid of apples. And if you're sipping on a smoothie right now, raise it high. Here's to fiber, flavor, and the death of those dumb diet myths. This podcast was researched and produced by me, Dr. Terry Simpson. And while I am a doctor, I am not your doctor. If you're making changes to your diet, please consult a Western-trained physician and a registered dietitian, not a chiropractor or some Eastern-trained shaman. The distribution was handled by my friends at Simpler Media and the pod god himself, Mr. Evo Terra. Have a good week, everybody. Hey, Evo, here's a question for you. If fruit is so bad, why does everybody in Italy look so good eating it?
If you think Italians look great eating fruit, you should see me going to town on an overripe peach. Mmm, baby.